Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that you are with me tonight. I thank God, my family, my friends, and many of you are on the line listening to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to tell your family and friends after this particular ministry that this ministry is recorded, and all of the ministries for the Love Lift Jesus Ministry are recorded, and they can allow these ministries to minister unto them at any time. So they're all recorded, okay? And I want to thank you once again for this moment and this hour. And I'm just so excited because God has given me so much as far as his will and his calling and what he's going to do. And I'm just overjoyed today. And so if you hear some pauses or if you hear some just excitement, just know that God is able to do everything. He's able to create new things. He's able to help you. He's able to just advance you in his kingdom. He's able to just do magnificent things. And he continues to show me a land, and a land full of milk and honey, amen. And that is imagery for God can supply all of your needs according to his riches. God is the richest person, meaning that he can give you joy if you need joy. He can give you happiness if you need happiness. He can give you comfort if you need comfort. God has it, whatever you need, and I want you to remember that. Whatever you need, my God got it, amen. There was a song that said, whatever you need, my God got it. But the Lord has everything that you need. And so whatever it is you need, just visualize the picture that I'm showing you. God chose a land that's infinity, land that never ends. And he says, you just go out and get what you need. Amen? And that's that open door that we've been talking about. But on tonight, we're going to talk about valley blessings, because many people believe that when we're in the valley, that the valley moments or those moments in which we're down and God has disappeared and we can't find where God is and woe is me, amen? That's how we feel, woe is me. And we begin to feel sorry for ourselves. People fall into depression. Some people fall into anger and they hurt themselves or others. And so we're going to talk about the valley blessings because God is going to use some people as examples so that you will know that this is real. He's going to use us in a mighty way. And he's going to show us what a valley blessing looks like. And I want to be very clear before I give you too much of the ministry of the teaching. A valley blessing is not only for those individuals who are in the valley. God says for those who are exalted up, those individuals who are already up there, those, when I talk about those individuals, I'm speaking of those who are walking in the wheel and speak in simpler terms, those individuals who are comfortable and who are doing what God say do and who are, when I say comfortable, I'm speaking about your accepting what God has given you, okay? Those particular people, God says that you're also going to have some valley blessings. Why are you going to have those valley blessings when you're on the mountaintop? We're going to answer that question, and I want you to stay with me. But without further ado, let us go ahead and read before we get too excited. Amen. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the seekers, and the doers of his holy word. It's prayer time. Everyone bow your head and close your eyes. We're getting ready to be in the presence of the Lord because we want this ministry and we want this week to be prosperous. And not only this week, but our 180 days that we're counting up. Amen. When I say counting up, I'm speaking about we're counting up. We're not going down. We're counting up. Amen. Because God says, if I be lifted up, he says, I will draw all men, all women unto me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for just blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way, Heavenly Father. As we get into your very presence, Lord, we ask that everything we say and do be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, Lord. We ask that this ministry be something that is pleasing unto you, Lord. We thank you for the rich word of God. We thank you for all the people that we've touched. We thank you for the connections. We thank you for you, God, and Jesus. And we thank you for our family and our friends. And we thank you for the people that we're going to meet along the way in our journey. Lord, we ask as we journey through this week that we continue to experience your favor, your grace, and your mercy. Because all we see is a lot of land, and we see the gates of heaven opening, and we see individuals going about getting what they need, whether it's the word, whether it's finances, whether it's health. And Lord, we know that the only reason people are able to do that is because of you, Lord. We thank you today for this day. We thank you for the ministries that have gone on today. We thank you for the fellowship within the churches, within your house. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of those who are called and for those who you're getting ready to call and for those who are already walking in the ministry, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for the shepherds and the sheep. We thank you for going out to get those who are still wandering, and we thank you for bringing sheep into your church, Lord. We thank you for bringing people into your house. Then, Lord, we thank you for blessing us as you kept us safe all day long, Lord. We thank you for traveling grace, Lord. We thank you for this, the peace that surpasses understanding. We thank you for family. We thank you for friends. We thank you for the ministry, Lord, and we thank you for just everything that you're doing and the things that you're going to do. Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to magnify and edify your holy and righteous will, Lord, because we know that without you we can do nothing and we got nothing. And now, Lord, we ask that you crown this head from the top to the bottom, Lord, and would you help us to be vessels for you, and would you help us to see who you are and know who you are, Lord. And we thank you for the coming, and we thank you for the going, and we thank you for the valleys, and we thank you for the mountains, because there is a blessing in the valley as well. Lord, we just ask that you continue to bless those who are in bereavement, those who are in the hospitals, the convalescent homes, the rehabilitation homes, and would you bless those who are going in the hospital and coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of the babies who were born, Lord. We thank you for those who are going through and those who are still in the hospital, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless our hands to write things that will raise the standards for our youth, and would you help us to speak your word that will help our youth and our people, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the harvest because it's plentiful, Lord. And we ask, would you help us to become eager laborers, Lord. And we don't want to be the type of people that come into your house and don't have a spirit, Lord. We don't like to be the people who come into your house and don't want to be there. Help us to want to be there, Lord, and help us to understand and realize that we're there because of you, Lord, and whatever spirit it is that's upon people who come into the house of God who don't want to be there, whether it's youth or adults, Lord, we ask that it be removed because we understand and realize that you can take our lives just like that. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being there for us, Lord, and we thank you for everything you're doing and the things you're going to do. And, Lord, we come to you and ask that we receive everything that you have for us and that we continue to walk in your will and do your holy and righteous will, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We praise your name. We reverence you, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the things that you've done, Lord. And we ask that you not only bless this ministry, but bless other ministries as well, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for continuing to help us to hold on to those things and those situations that help us to become strong and blessing us to let those burdens go and give it unto you, Lord. And now as we relinquish this prayer, we're asking that we never be relinquished out of your sight. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. That was the instrumental track, as you all know. On tonight, we are going to speak the Word of God. Amen. We're going to speak about those valley blessings. Somebody say valley blessings. And many people correlate the valley with those situations in which there is darkness. There was a verse that says the shadows of death, the valleys, the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. There is a lot of connotations about the valley. A lot of things happen in the valley. Wars happen in the valley. People are killed in the valley. There's famine in the valley. There's a lot of things that happen in the valley, but God says that there's going to be some blessings, amen, in the valley. So that's good news to us all. But before we go into the message of God and before the meditation of God, I'm going to play this song that the Lord gave me before I came on the ministry. And as you know, I've already posted how the program was going to flow. But God put this other song in there, and so I want to play it before the ministry or before the message goes forth. Amen. Because we always have to ask the Lord to go before us because He knows better than we do. And so I'm going to play a song by the New Jersey Mass Choir, He's Coming Back. And then I'm going to come to you with a word from Joel 3 and 14 about decisions in the valley, because God is coming to the valley to bless some people. And you will have proof of this. That's all I'm going to say. The Word of God is true. God is a man that he should not lie. And so even I want to go ahead and tell you this before we get into the Word, because I'm excited and delighted. Even before, even when you are in your mountain experience, you're going to experience some valley blessings. And I'm going to tell you why you're going to experience some valley blessings, because God is just that good. And if you're in the valley, there are two different valleys that the Lord is going to take us through. Amen. So I'm going to meditate on this while the song is playing, so that I can bring all of this together, so that I will be able to give you what the Lord has given unto me. And so this particular song is entitled, He's Coming Back, and we're speaking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Thank you. Man, that was the New Jersey Mass Choir. He's coming back, and we're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want you to turn to Joel 3 and 14, and I'm just going to read that verse. And with this particular verse, we're going to use this verse as the Lord has given unto us to break this particular communication that God has given us down. Because I want to make sure we're on the same page, because God is getting ready to do some spectacular things in our lives. And I said our lives because that is inclusive to everyone, amen, who hears the voice of God and who hears the word of God and accept it. And so let us look at Joel 3 and 14, and I'm going to give you at least 30 seconds, Joel 3 and 14. Multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. That was Joel 3 and 14. I want to, as the Lord is giving me right now, I want to break down this particular verse. And I want to make it personalized. God says, don't worry about the connotations within the Bible. Because when the Lord speaks, he is speaking unto us. Amen. He's not speaking unto those experiences within the Bible, if that makes sense. I want to simplify this. So when the Lord gave this verse, he is speaking to us directly. He's speaking to Alfreda Love. He's speaking to all of the listeners on the line. He's speaking to you. Amen. He's not talking to David, Peter, Paul. He's speaking to you. Amen. And so when we talk about multitudes, and God put it twice, multitudes, 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 and I want you to write this down. You need some paper and a pen. You need some paper and a pen. Okay? And I'm going to go ahead and get started here. Multitudes. I want you to write down multitudes because I'm going to show you what the Lord has given me. Multitudes mean many people or many things. Okay? Multitudes. Many people or many things. In the valley. Valley. Let's define valley. Valley is a low area of land between hills or mountains. God says that you are, this is what God is saying right now, and I want you to write this down. You are in the middle, you are in the middle of your breakthrough. Amen? That's encouraging. You're in the middle of your breakthrough. And we're going to talk about the you. who are you? Who is Jesus Christ speaking about? You are in the middle of your breakthrough. That's a valley. A valley is a low area of land between hills or mountains, typically with a river or stream flowing through it. And the Lord is showing me the woman at the well. Amen. The woman at the well. But you, my friend, you are in the middle of your breakthrough. Okay? So we have many, right, in the valley. Of decision, 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 decision is a choice. It's a choice because of many opportunities. A choice because of many opportunities. Somebody saying, well, what if I'm choosing between this and that? It's a choice. It's, in other words, more than one. If we want to get technical, more than one opportunity, more than one opportunity. I want to go a little further as the Lord is speaking. He says, more than one opportunity to be great. You have more than one opportunity to be great. Remember that. More than one opportunity. You have more than one opportunity to be great. Okay, for the day, put a number seven. For the day, put a number seven. Mm-hmm. Of the Lord is near. We know who the Lord is. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not, what y'all, want. Amen. I shall not want. All right. The Lord is my shepherd. Then when we look at the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Near. Near means close to. Amen. Near means close to. And I'm going to break this down. In the valley, we already know what that is, of decision. So what is God saying in this particular verse in Joel 3 and 14? God is saying two things, and I'm going to tell you what God is saying. Many people are in the middle of their breakthrough. You're going to have to make a decision. Because in this valley, you are going to have huge opportunities in your small valley, ladies and gentlemen, in your mess, in the valley, in your darkness, in the stuff you've been going through. God is going to give you some big opportunities. God says, do not lose your mind. Do not faint. Do not grow weary in well-doing. Because in due season, you will reap if you faint not. God says, do not faint. And what we mean by that is we don't mean when you become lightheaded. God says, do not, in other words, get out of the will of God. Do not get out of the ark of safety. Do not leave. Do not give up. A lot of people think about fainting when they run or faint or passing out. God says, no, that for you, my friend, for you, that means do not give up, right? You're in the middle of your breakthrough. And because you're in the middle of this breakthrough, you have many, many choices. You have more than one choice. He says that because there are so many people, and he says because of there are so many different circumstances and different walks with God and different relationships with God, he says that you, in other words, no one's choice will be the same. No one's choice will be the same. And so, therefore, God has made this prescriptive. That's why he said in the Bible, read that verse and do not tailor it to the people in the Bible. He says, talk to your audience. Talk to the people of God who want to hear the voice of God. Amen? So we know about the multitudes, and we know about the valley, and we know about what's going to happen within the valley. But God says that there awesome days. He says, number seven, he says, once you've made what decision or decisions, because one decision is going to, in other words, God is showing me a link to another decision that's going to link to another decision that's going to make you complete, therefore making you great, giving you the opportunity to be great. So the number seven in the biblical term is completeness. God says that he needs you to complete this decision that he is going to give you. The Lord, remember we talked about the power. And so some people are at the level of selective accepting opportunities. Some are at the level of deciding to follow Jesus in order to receive these opportunities. And some people are at the level of forgiveness in order to follow Jesus. We're all at different levels. But God says because all of us have experienced the valley, and because sometimes we will flow into the valley, he says that we are in the middle of a breakthrough. And he says, because we're in the middle of a breakthrough, he says the reason why we're in the middle is not because, amen, we're lukewarm. Because God doesn't believe in being lukewarm. Either you're hot or you're cold. But God says that he has aligned your will as you walk with some choices and decisions. For those of you who are already walking in the will of God, God says that he is going to give you the power to select. Why is he giving you the power to select? Because you pray about everything before you go. I told you about 2 or 3 days ago, I said I asked the Lord to go before me. Amen. So with these decisions that I have, right, I always ask the Lord to go before me and check things out. Amen. And then you accept. So that's what the Lord is saying. You're in the middle. And then for those people who are getting dressed, God says this refers to you because you're going to have to decide if you're going to follow Jesus, because you're in the valley. And because you're in the valley, you're vulnerable to go back to that first phase. He says, but if you follow him, and he showed me this land, ladies and gentlemen, huge. It's like a whole neighborhood, amen. And whatever you need, God says, go get it. Go get it. It's on him. The price is, God says, go get it. He's paid it in full. God says, go get what you need. You need healing. You need deliverance. You need a financial blessing. You need a breakthrough. He says, go get it. God has opened up the windows of heaven, and he's poured out many blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. That's why it's so important to make a decision, the number 7, in a few days. Amen. Then, for those who are thinking about coming to Christ, he speaks about forgiveness. He says, your sins are forgiven. He says, why don't you follow me? Once you follow God, you too will be exposed to the windows of heaven. Why? Because he wants you to taste and see that he is good so that you can continue to remain on the right path. This is the hour, as the Lord explains, of sampling. And oh, taste and see. The Lord is going to expose himself to many people through blessings. We call these valley blessings, and a lot of people are going to think that these blessings are blessings that are small. Well, and God says he can bless you big in the valley moments. I was speaking to someone this week. This person told me, you know, I used to walk to work. I used to do this to work and catch buses. And now I have a new 2015 car. That the Lord is blessing people right now. That's proof that the Lord is blessing people. And the Lord blesses us each day when he wakes us up in the morning. But we must make a decision. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord says he is your shepherd. He is my shepherd. He is what? Our shepherd. So therefore, there's nothing that we should want. He's opening up the windows of heaven. He's opening up the gates. He's opening up the land. And you can go pick what you need. He says, why? Why do you have this authorization? He says, even those who we've let loose because of the mutual respect, because of the relationship, because of the trust, he says he has let them select what they want because they have a relationship with him. He is near and they are close. They are very close. So it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we understand and recognize that the valley blessings aren't these small blessings. God says that you're in a situation and you're in a dark situation. You're upset, you're angry, you're disgruntled, you've lost your job, you've lost something that is valuable, you've lost something that you need, and God says that he is able to bless you in the valley. He says, but what? He says, once you see that you have so many choices, this is the key to everyone. Once you see that you have so many choices in the valley, he says, don't faint. Do not faint. He says, refrain from fainting. Refrain from being weary. He says, in other words, work while it's day. Do not sleep while it's day, because when night cometh, he says, no man or woman worketh. God says, do not act out when he gives you this huge blessing, because you have to be in your right mind in order to continue to stay in the will of God, because this is what's going to happen to some people. God is going to bless you real good. He's going to bless you real big, bigger than life. Amen. And because of that blessing, you're going to lose focus on who gave you the blessing, and you're going to go walk the other way, and you're going to walk out of the will of God, and you're going to miss the bigger blessing that's down the road. God says once he blesses you, you say, thank you, Jesus, and you praise God, and you're moving, and you serve the people. Amen? Amen. Now let's talk about the dimensions of valley blessings. Of course, when we talk about valley blessings happens in the valley, and it happens in the mountain. Okay, why is it that those who are already established by God, who already wear a big name, who's already stable, why is it that a valley blessing would head up to the mountain? Well, God says he is everywhere. He says, but for those individuals who have all the riches of the land, he says of the land, not in heaven, because how many of you know that you can be rich on earth and poor in heaven? Amen. Because why? We are supposed to store up our treasures in heaven, not on earth. Amen. So just because you're rich here doesn't mean that you're rich up there. And just because you're not rich here doesn't mean that you're not rich in heaven. Amen. And so when we look at valley blessings in the mountains, the Lord says he's going to give some people who are rich on earth a valley blessing. And this valley blessing could come by way of a financial blessing, a small financial blessing that's insignificant to them. It could come by way of a deal that's insignificant to what they're used to. It could come by way of a person who may be insignificant because they're used to all the glamour and glitz. And God says this is nothing but a test of how you will respond. He says just because you're rich on earth, right? He's still testing us like Jesus was tested with all this land from the devil. Because God is, he says, God's Father is rich with houses and land. He holds the world at the palm of his hand, rubies and diamonds, silver and gold. Just tell him I'm a child of God. But God says that even the rich people on earth will experience this blessing. But this for them will only be a test. How will you respond? What will be your attitude? And God says that your attitude will reflect and will dictate your altitude. Doesn't matter how rich you are. God says money cannot buy you anything in heaven, because everything in heaven and everything made by God is priceless. That's why you can't buy people. Your parents told you when you were younger, honey, you can't buy friendship. God says there is no money on earth, amen, that can buy anything that he's created, including you. There's nothing that money can buy in heaven. So you can be rich on earth, but poor in heaven. You can be poor on earth, but rich in heaven. So it goes vice versa. And God says, this will be a test. How will you respond? And I'm giving you a heads up. He says, your response will dictate to you your altitude on earth. Amen? Your response will dictate your altitude on earth. Number two, when we talk about valley blessings, Jesus coming to the mountain, Jesus is coming to the mountains. Who will you bless? Who will you bless? That's the question. A lot of people say, I'm going to bless some people. I'm going to bless everybody. But God says, uh-uh. As for me and my house, we will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. When God blesses you with this valley blessing and you're in the mountain, God says you will bless him. God says you will bless him first, because he is your Father, because he is Alpha, he is Omega, he's the beginning and the end, he's the first and the last. That all means the same thing. Then I was puzzled, because on the next question, he asked the same thing, who will you bless? So God has already asked, who will you bless? And he says the answer should be, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. But he says, who will you bless again? Because sometimes what we do as people, even in the valley or the mountains, is we thank God. Lord, I thank you for whatever this is. Lord, I thank you for whoever this is. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity. Lord, I thank you for the platform. Lord, I thank you for this and that. He says, but who else will you bless? And he's talking about the people. And he's not only talking about people of God, because you're going to experience people who don't know God. You're going to experience people who don't like God, atheists. You're going to experience people who would never know God, only through you. And so he says you will bless the people. How will you bless the people with this valley blessing? Because you're going to provide a service. And it's going to magnify who God is. But at the same time, you're not only blessing them with the word of God, but you're blessing them with some of your valley blessing. Because God says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So if you're in the mountains, expect God to come on up to the mountains. God is already there. God is everywhere. He's omnipotent. Amen. And so he says he's going to test you. How will you respond with this small blessing? And he's speaking to the people who are well off, wealthy people. He says, how will you respond? How will you respond to this test? Amen. Then he says, who will you bless? And I'm telling you now, bless the Lord at all times. Let his praises continuously be in your mouth. And then he says, who else will you bless? You bless the people around you, not only with whatever the Lord has given you, that's tactile. He says, but with your mouth. You tell people how good God is. He says that could be in the form of a testimony. It could be in the form of a letter. He says you tell people how good God is. It doesn't matter how big you are on earth. He says, what profit of man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And that includes women too. So you can be rich, filthy rich, billionaires, millionaires on earth, and poor in heaven. You can be rich on earth and rich in heaven. Because you do what thus says the Lord. And that's what we're striving for, and that's the message that God has given. Then he talks about valley blessings in the valley. There's no secret. I've already told you the secret. The secret's out. God says he's coming to the valley. On yesterday or the day before yesterday, I read Isaiah to you, and I told you that the Lord was going to raise up those people who no one knows, and he's going to exalt them. Right? I told you that. But God says he's coming to the valley. He says, because there are a lot of people in the valley who need to taste and see that the Lord is good, because there are a lot of people who's on the third level who is thinking about coming unto Christ. But for whatever reason, they're fragile and they're thinking about not coming to Christ. He says they too are in the middle of their breakthrough, of advancing to have a relationship with God, or their breakthrough of not even coming unto Christ. So he says, God says he is coming to the valley to see you. He says he's coming to the valley to see you. Why would God be in the valley? God says, I am with you always. Once again, those who are in the valley, we all have experienced valley moments. There is not one person on this earth who have not experienced a valley moment. There's not one person. Okay? God says he's coming to the valley. I'm telling you that now. If you're going through depression, if you're going through breakups, if you're going through financial crisis, if you're going, whatever you're going through, right? God says he's coming to the valley. And he says he's going to give you a valley blessing. And many of you, when I say valley blessing, you're thinking about a small blessing. You're thinking about a blessing that's just going to temporarily help you feel better. But God says he's coming to the valley to give you a valley blessing to raise the standard. He says, your standard and expectation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ must grow. But for the people, he says, because we're human and because we're of this world, he says, we must taste and see that he is good. He takes me back to Adam and Eve in the garden. He says, the reason why Adam and Eve ate that apple was to see how it tasted, to try out sin. They knew that they weren't supposed to eat of the fruit. It didn't say what type of fruit. They knew that. But they wanted to taste and see. And he said that was sin. He says, so he wants to get those people out of the valley because they're in the middle of a breakthrough. There's a separation between the mountain and the valley. He says, and you're in the between your breakthrough. He says he wants to exalt you. He wants to get you out of the valley. He wants to get you out of your state of depression, out of your state of anger. He wants to get you out of your spiritual coma. He wants to get you out of your just not wanting to do, your stubbornness. He wants to get you out of the pits of hell. He wants to get you out of the valley. He says, but there are blessings in the valley that you're missing. And so he wants you to raise the standard. He says, expect God to do something for you. He says, ask in his name. He says, ask God, not for random stuff. Lord, get me out this valley. Lord, I'm tired of going through this. Lord, I'm tired of this person. Lord, I'm tired. God says, raise the standard. When you go to God, you go to God as yourself. You go to God in a comfortable manner. And you say, Lord, I expect a blessing. Lord, I expect you to give me, according to the word, everything that you have in your will for me. That's an expectation. You don't just be in the valley and complain and don't talk to God. God says, yeah, everybody's going to experience the valley. He says, but that is only to raise the standard and expectation of what you expect our Lord and Savior to do. Number two, why would God come to the valley to give valley blessings to people who are thinking about or people who don't even like God? Why would God come to the valley? God says he comes to the valley because of love. The Lord loves you. Put love down there. The Lord loves you. And he cares about you. And I continuously say about the 99 sheep and how he went and found that one sheep because he says that all of his children are valuable unto him. And he will go out and find that one sheep because everyone is valuable. And God says, whether you're in the valley or on the mountain, you are valuable. You are priceless. He says, there's no one on earth who can pay for your life but him. And Jesus has already done that. He says, so even just because you're in the valley, right, he says, doesn't mean that you're in the valley when it comes to spiritual life, because God is going to give you what you need because he loves you. And God says that this is the sample group. He says if you're in the valley, you're going to taste and see that the Lord is good. God is going to pass out samples of his blessings. God is going to bless you in a small way, and then he's going to bless you in a huge way. And God said this, I want to tell you this before we go to our next point. Once again with this group, do not faint. Do not grow weary. God says do not give up, because what you're going to see is you're going to see people around you in the valley experiencing God's favor, and they're going to begin talking. They're going to begin talking. That's how people do. People talk about the good things that's happening in their life just like they talk about the things that's concerning in their life. They're going to begin to talk, and you're going to hear them, and you're going to be thinking, Lord, when are you stopping by? You're going to think, Lord, when are you going to bring my valley blessing? God says everyone is going to experience it. He says it may not be the same day. It may not be the same time. He says, but you will experience your valley blessing. So get ready. Why is God doing this? Because he loves you. Does it sound too good to be true? Yes. It's too good to be true. Because we, none of us, even if we're on the mountain or if we're in the valley, none of us deserve this because we're not that good. Right? God wants us to think positive things. He wants us to love our neighbor. He wants us to love everybody. But none of us are perfect. None of us deserve not even a sample. But God says he's giving out samples because he wants people to taste and see that he's good. So valley blessings. God is coming to the valley. That's good news. Amen. And God says he's doing it to raise the standard, the level of expectation. He's doing it because he loves us. And most of all, God says he's doing it. And I want you to write this down. Because he cares. He's doing it because he cares. There have been so many people who are in the valley who are angry with God, who have turned their backs on God, who has blasphemed his name, who has talked about God, who has persecuted God on earth. There are so many people in the valley who do not love their brothers and sisters. They hate God's children. There are so many people in the valley who just are miserable. And because they're miserable, they want to make everybody else miserable. But God says that he cares. He says he cares about what you're going through. No matter if you like him or not, God says that you're his child, and he's going to love you regardless. If you're atheist, God loves you. If you're Jehovah's Witness, God loves you. You know, we have different names for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Just like on earth, we have different nicknames. But we all serve the same God. It doesn't matter what religion you are. You know, just procedures and processes are different. But God says he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so God says he cares. And just because you don't like God, you're atheist, or just because you don't like a group of people, or just because you don't like yourself, or just because you don't like this or that, God says he's still going to bless you. He's going to give you a valley blessing from this day forth. Now, don't go out and do something because you feel like you're going to get a valley blessing. God says, from this day forth, those people who are in the valley are going to taste and see that God is good. There is a revolution coming up in the spiritual realm of God where people are not going to have a choice about whom to serve. Some people serve materialistic things. Some people serve people. But there's going to come a time when the only person we can serve is God. God allows things to happen in our lives where he's the only one that we can depend on. There's nothing else that we can do but depend on God. And so we might as well get ready now, because these mountain and valley experiences that God is going to give us is going to blow our minds. And God is coming to the valley first, then he's going to the mountaintop. For the mountaintop, God says that these little things, and I'm going to be very honest, are insignificant to you because you're used to the richness of the world. He says, but you too, he says, every knee is going to have to bow and every tongue is going to confess that he is Lord and he is King of Kings. He says, there is nobody on earth that's richer than him. He says, he's the one that's over our life and he's the one that gives us birth and he's the one that calls us home. Amen. And he says, there's no money that we have on earth can save us and help us to go to heaven. He said, only the word of God and only the belief in God. He says, our hearts are more valuable than any piece of change that we could have in our pockets. He says, because it's our hearts that's going to keep us in the will of God. And it's our hearts that's going to keep us, and it's our hearts that's going to connect us to God. He said, materialistic things will buy anything you want on earth. He says, but those things will pass away as well. He says, if you buy a car, within a couple of years, you're going to have to get something fixed on the car. He says, but when you begin to store your things up in heaven, he says, those things never fade away. Amen? So for the mountaineers, and we're talking about the rich, opulent people, God says he's going to test you with some small things, some insignificant things that means nothing to you. See how you respond, who you will bless, and who you will bless again. Amen? Then, of course, those in the valley, it's to raise a standard. God says that you have to expect. This is a lesson. You have to expect God to bless you. You have to expect. There has to be an expectation. And God says he's coming to the valley because he loves you. It doesn't matter if you love God or not. God says he's not concerned about that. But you're going to taste and see that God is good. And he says, all of us, there will come a time when we will need him. Right? Then he says he cares. God is doing all this not because we're so good, not because of our name, not because of positions we hold, not because of where we work, not because of who we know, not because of our family name. God says he's doing this because he cares. He's our Father. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You should not want for anything because the Lord is our shepherd. So there's nothing, nothing that you should want for. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we understand and recognize that Jesus is coming back, but he's going to start at the valley first. And I'm going to tell you this. There's another valley that I didn't tell you about. And God said there are a group of people in the valley. And he says those people are the humble people. They're the people who are on earth. They may not be rich, rich. He says, but they're comfortable. He says, and the reason why they're comfortable is because of their heart. They trust in God. They have a relationship. And God gives them what they need when they need it. Amen. And so God says that the valley is for the humble people as well. Those people who humbly submit themselves unto God, who are humble in everything they do and say, who are humble in their service, humble in their words, who treat people right. God says that he has valley blessings for you as well. And we must expect our valley blessings to only make us stronger and to make us successful in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God is a great God. God does wonderful things. And he continues to do wonderful things. But we're going to have to appreciate the valley blessings. God says that some of these valley blessings are going to be so small that many people would not even recognize these blessings. God says, but every blessing that he gives us, whether it's the breath that we take, whether it's the move that we make, whether it's driving in our cars, going to our jobs, spending time with our family, he says everything he gives us is significant. Every blessing that he gives us, every person that we meet is significant. He says it doesn't matter how big we are, how big we get on earth, how many titles we have, how many degrees we have. He says the whole point is that no one is richer than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter how much money you make on earth. If your heart is not transferable to heaven, he says, our labor is in vain. And I want you to write this down. God says, no matter how rich we are on earth, if our hearts are not transferable . We can't reach heaven. We don't make it to heaven with money. We make it through relationship and through our hearts. That's how we make it to heaven. So remember that God has come to the valley. But for those of you who are on the mountain, God is coming there as well. So be ready. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes my teaching on Valley Blessings. Continue to encourage your family and friends and let them know that this ministry is a ministry that allows individuals to seek the Word of God, hear the Word of God, and also just to help us to become successful people in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to play Miss Pamela Mann, This Place, then after which we will have announcements, and I will bid you good night.
I never thought I'd win.
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 Amen. That was Sister Tamala, man, with this place. And, you know, at this particular time, God says he's coming to several places, the valley and the mountains. And so we have to be always ready at all times, amen, because he's bringing some valley blessings. And God says there is no secret what he can do, what he's done for others. If we trust and believe in him, he can do the same thing for you. And you never know the size of your valley blessing. You never know how many blessings the Lord is going to give you. Some people are going to be just surprised. Some people are going to be happy. Some people are going to be just shocked. God is able. I'm telling you, the God that I serve, the God that I know, he's able to do everything but fail. God is like that runner who, you know, if you feel like you're in last place and you're on a relay team, God is that fourth leg, amen, who catches you up. And there is the victory, because the victory is won. And, you know, God may not come when you want him to, but he'll be there right on time. So it's very important that we look out for this valley blessing, because I tell you what, we're going to pray that the Lord covers every person. And God says he has no respect of person. And so everyone is a candidate for a valley blessing. It doesn't matter at this particular season, this 180-day season. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you love God, if you don't. It doesn't matter if you're in the walk of faith or if you're not. God says that you're going to get a sample. And the most you'll receive is you'll receive his favor and blessings if you're in the will of God. He says, but you're going to at least get a sample of what he can do in your life. Because, as I said before, there's going to come a time when the only person you can call on is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's going to come a time when you're going to be awake at night wondering, and the only friend that you're going to be able to speak to is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's going to come a time when you're going to need our Lord and Savior. It doesn't matter, as I said before, who you believe in or what you believe woke you up. You know, we're going to need our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's just that good. And any time that I can be a mouthpiece for our Lord, I'm going to do it. I already told the Lord that I'm available unto him. I told the Lord that long time ago. And so anything I can do for the uplifting of the kingdom, I'm going to do it while it is day. Because at night, no one is able to work. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. Thank my family and my friends. I see many individuals on the line. If you want to say something, you may. If not, then, you know, you can listen, as many of you are listening. I want to thank the entertainment companies and also some of the writing companies who are following my Hub page under Free to Love. I will be writing about inspirational things as the Lord has given me, plus the ministry. The Lord has kind of changed the direction. I'm going to be writing in ministry and entertainment and about the youth. And also I'm going to have this radio, and I'm working on that. I'm still praying to God. The Lord is going to connect me with what I need. And so as of now, I'm in the process of building, if you will. I'm building from the ground up. The Lord is sending me to some great places with the ministry. And with the speaking and things of that nature. And so there are going to be some changes, because the Lord has other outlets and some more people that I need to see and connect with. Okay, so without further ado, please be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, journalists, community members, positive community members, please, Facebook, AlfredaLove, that's ALFREDA. Love, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonyaunderscorelove@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for all of your family members. If you have to put them all in one line, pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself, and also pray for those you know and those who you do not know. In addition to that, just make sure that you mark your calendars for the second Saturday in June, as we will have the youth talent show as well as adult talent show in Bellamy, Texas. Make sure you do that. I'm going to start publicizing, so make sure you just watch out for my Facebook page. In addition to that, make sure you check out my Hub page. I am beginning to write blogs, not only on the ministry, but also on different topics, especially education, especially youth things, as well as things that's going on in the communities around the state, gospel. The Lord gave me that vision, as I said before, on the ministry. I prayed unto God, and God has kind of put a new direction for the ministry, and there are some people that the Lord is going to send, because there's a message that needs to get out. There's a message, and it's not, as God revealed, it's not so much of being numerical, but it's more of people's needs. And because people need the word of God, God is making a way right now for this particular ministry. And I thank God for going before me. I really do. Because, you know, sometimes when you're in the ministry and you have to let God go before you, and you have to wait and allow God to show you which direction. Sometimes you go in one direction and God said, nah, you're not seeing results of progress because I didn't put you in that direction. And so the Lord, it's taking me to another direction for the ministry. And when I mean another direction, we switch directions, and the Lord is putting me on a new path, if you will, where more people can be reached with the ministry, because the word of God needs to go forth. And so the Lord said there is a need. It's not for accolades. It's not to say I have a million people following, you know. It's not to say that. God said this is because people need it. It's kind of like when people go to ER, it's because they need emergency care rather than just take over-the-counter medicine. God says people need ER ministry. And so, you know, I'm praying about that, and the ministry's doing well. And also remember that I will be at the Stellars. And so for any artist or anyone, I'm a very much people person. You know, as I said before, the Lord has given me this ministry. I appreciate that. I've had the opportunity to meet and take pictures with several of, you know, people that we see on TV, artists and things of that nature. And, you know, as I said before, I'm going to be writing about the Stellars and the different individuals I see. And I just thank God for the opportunity and all the opportunities, because there's another event coming up as well. But I thank God for each and every opportunity. And I continue to ask that, you know, you pray for yourself and each other and your family and your friends, and check on your family and your friends, and just keep everyone uplifted in prayer, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We need to make sure that we understand that God is going to give valley moment. Okay, God is going to give valley moment blessings, and we must be ready to receive the valley moment blessings. And it doesn't matter who you are, and the blessings that the Lord and Savior gives us and provides for us, those particular blessings are significant. Why are they so significant? Because God sent those blessings. That's why they're significant. So we need to make sure that no matter how big or how small a blessing is, we need to be thankful. Waking up in the morning is a blessing. Because why? God doesn't have to wake up anybody, right? Being able to travel is a blessing. Why? Because God doesn't have to bless you to be able to travel. But I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in God. And I believe that what God said is going to happen. God says he's coming to the valley. God says he's coming to the mountain. He says, be you ready at all times. Just like I said about ministry. You have to be ready. It's going to happen where you're going to have to pray for someone. You're going to have to minister to someone. And it's not always a pulpit. It could be at a store.
Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for